Alaska's rising crime has become a central point of contention in the closing days of the race to be governor. Alaska Public Media and KTOO's Andrew Kitchenman reports on what the candidates have said about crime in recent debates.
The debates have focused on the criminal justice overhaul passed 2 years ago, known as Senate Bill 91. SB 91 drew from research that suggests that reduced criminal sentences can actually lead to reduced crime. The law allowed some low-risk offenders to avoid jail time. It also changed sentencing, bail and probation, and funded drug treatment. But it's prompted a fierce backlash from residents and police, upset over rising crime. The legislature has passed two major laws to scale back the overhaul. Republican candidate Mike Donlavey said during a debate hosted by Alaska Public Media and KTUU Channel 2 that despite the changes to the bill, he still opposes it.
I would repeal it because the people of Alaska have lost trust in this bill. And I believe that we could do better. I believe that we can fill in the holes that are in 91 and, again, restore that trust with the people of Alaska.
Democratic candidate Mark Begich said during another debate on KTVA that he'd, quote, clear the deck, end quote, of what's left of SB 91. But he'd replace it with what he describes as a comprehensive plan.
If you just get wrapped around 91, you're missing the big picture, which is fighting crime in this state.
His plan includes more treatment, as well as more state aid to municipalities to hire police officers. To fill vacant trooper, corrections, and prosecutor positions, Begich says he'd expand recruitment and training while offering defined benefit pensions to compete with the lower 48. Donlavey says public safety would be the highest priority for the state budget.
That's the primary purpose of a state, of any government, is to provide safety for its citizens. The last 4 years, we've all changed our behaviors. I don't think there's any of us that know of anyone that has not been impacted by crime, either directly or indirectly.
Donlavey says he would fund his public safety initiatives by reducing the number of state government jobs that are budgeted for but aren't filled. There might not be much money available. Begich emphasizes that of the positions the state does fund but hasn't filled, many are in public safety, where the state has struggled to successfully recruit and retain troopers. He says that if unspent money was available, conservative lawmakers would have found it during the fiscal crisis.
Because I guarantee you, the Senate, especially with Pete Kelly at the lead, would have found that money and used it in some way without having to worry about dealing with taking the permanent fund.
Donlavey wants to hire more officers and prosecutors with the goal of arresting and jailing more people who commit crimes.
We have to get the right number of troopers in place. We have to get the right number of prosecuting attorneys to move our cases through. We have to open up the courts Friday afternoon instead of closing it Friday afternoon. And we have to look at corrections to make sure that we have the right number of folks there, because there will be a bit of an increase in folks going into prison.
Begich also supports increasing the number of troopers and prosecutors. But in response to rising drug-related crime, Begich also emphasizes drug treatment and using wellness courts. They divert offenders into treatment programs.
80% of our folks in corrections need the treatment necessary, those that want to have it. Wellness courts are another great investment. I've seen the turnaround. 90% of the people who go through wellness courts do not reoffend. It's the right kind of investment to have a long-term impact.
Begich also says tribal courts could be expanded in Alaska Native communities with a similar goal of reducing recidivism. Begich added he wants to fix a gap in the drug treatment system. People who leave prison have 28 days of medication to treat their addiction, but Medicaid coverage only begins after 30 days. Donlavey also says treatment is a priority for him. Voters will decide on Tuesday. In Juneau, I'm Andrew Kitchenman.